Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. Recently, the Texans ambassadors gathered together and got ready for the 2010 football season. A lot of former Oilers were there, so were some former Texans, and former Oilers quarterback Giff Nielsen was excited to be there.
Well, you know, I look around the room and I see Vernon Perry over there, and we were involved in one of the greatest games ever in pro football here in the city of Houston. That day, it was a career day for me. It was a career day for Vernon Perry as we beat the San Diego Chargers out in San Diego. So to associate with him, I see my wide receiver, Kenny Burrow, one of the great wide receivers of all time. And you know what? We really care about the local pro football team, the Houston Texans. We care about how they do. We care about how they're presented in this town, but also around the country, how they do around the country. And we honestly believe, and we'll talk about this today, that the Texans are on the verge of doing some very special things.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about that 2010? You're an old quarterback, a former quarterback yourself, not an old quarterback. Former quarterback. How much do you like what Schaub has done and what he might be capable of doing?
Well, Matt Schaub is a quality player. You know, when Matt Schaub was traded here, you know, it's a very close-knit circle that we're all involved in. So I called my guy, Ty Detmer, and Ty was with him over in Atlanta. And I said, Ty, tell me about Matt Schaub. And he said, you know, Matt Schaub is the consummate quarterback. He said, you're going to love this kid. He said he works hard in the film room. He works hard with his game plan. He can make all the throws. The kid is just a quality player, and it's only a matter of time before he steps in and really shows this league the quality of player he is. And Matt Schaub, we have seen just tremendous growth in the last couple of years. I'm expecting an all-pro year from him. I think he's got that kind of ability. He's got those kind of capabilities. And so, you know, obviously the quarterback position is vital to a team. Matt Schaub is the kind of player that can put a team on his shoulders and make the right reads, do what needs to happen, and take a team to the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs and possibly to the Super Bowl. And I got great feelings about Matt Schaub.
Kenny Burrow was a great receiver for the Oilers in the 1970s. He's a Texans ambassador now. We caught up and heard about his life as well as his expectations for this 2010 Texans football team.
Well, just to be alive these days is a good thing. You know, we lost one of my old teammates, Darrell Hunt. You know, we all got to pay the price sooner or later and go see the guy that created all us. But as far as that is, life is concerned, it's been real good. You know, we all like to catch the lotto. I play for the Texans, but as far as that, my kids and everybody, it's good.
Tell us about what you think the Texans might do in 2010, you know, as a football team.
You know something, and I'm not saying this because I'm not on the Texans payroll or nothing. Number one, they got a great owner. And I'm being honest about this. A very good quarterback. You got to have those, I mean, the quarterback. We know we got an excellent receiver with Jacoby and Andre coming on, and Jacoby and the other guy, I can't think of the tall other receiver name, but I'm just glad that nothing present, but Jacoby's coming his own. Great defense, super coach. I'm glad they left that alone. And we can't talk about the fans. The fans are going to be there. If they don't make the playoffs, I'm going to give back my retirement.
That's a pretty big promise right there.
But it's not a big check, so I won't lose. But no, I'm excited. I'm a big Texan fan. Sure enough, you know, last year the Saints won. That was my first team. So I'm glad they won now. I've been my loyalty is this. Time for Houston to get it, football-wise. So we right there where we need to be. I love Smith as the general manager. Well, we know about the owner. He's everybody's. He distributed his money very well, and he tried to take care of everybody. Good coaching staff. You know, Johnny Holland almost raised him, so he's an Aggie, and we know how that operates. But I'm excited about the Texans scene. I'm also excited about my college, Texas Southern.
Marcus Coleman is one of the original Texans. He was taken in the 2010 dispersal draft, and Coleman talked a little bit about what he's up to as well as his thoughts on 2010.
Life's good. It's going good. Chasing my kids around. My daughter's a soccer player, and so is my son. So doing that, and I have my own show, 15:06 a.m. the game, Thursday nights. And also, I got to go back to work after I leave here. I broker West Power and Natural Gas for Choice Energy. So, you know, it's been fun. It's just been a transition and just kind of actually taking it easy now as a caller. So.
Must be weird. Talk about the preparation for, you know, doing a radio show after, you know, being a football player. How similar is it? How different is it, all that?
Well, it's similar to where there's a lot of information, so you've got to keep up with everything that's going on. You have to make sure you have your facts straight. Other than that, that would be the only similarity is talking behind the mic or talking on camera is pretty similar to what I'm doing with you now. You know, it's no big deal. I actually don't have a co-host. It's just myself. So it was a little weird talking about myself, talking to myself, it seems like. But you get used to it, you know, the more you do it. And you know, it's been enjoyable. But just it's detailed, just like anything else, just as far as the information is concerned, you know, just like football.
Last thing, what do you think this 2010 Texans team is capable of? What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're capable to do good things. I just have to see, personally, from my standpoint, just what they're going to do on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, all the tools are there. You got Andre, you got Matt, you got Owen Daniels, who comes back healthy, and with the addition of Ben Tate and even Dorian Dickerson, I think they'll be good. Defensively, I know they're pretty young in the secondary. I think Kareem's going to start, is what I've been reading, along with Global Quinn. So we'll see how that works out. Those are two young guys, and the schedule this year is pretty tough. So we'll see if they can hold up back there and get a little bit more pressure up front and see what happens. So overall, I think they'll at least finish up 9-7 again, if maybe 10-6 where they were last year.
Also, former Oilers receiver Jerry Levias was in attendance, and he's doing some good work and having a good time as well.
Yeah, summer vacation was just real fantastic. I had to do real hard work. We were in Maui for the June Jones Foundation, raising money for kids and taking medical supplies over to American Samoa because they were hit hard by the tsunami. But the idea, the whole thing is helping kids the whole summer, traveling around and up in Seattle and doing things like that. But basically, the whole thing that I do is to try to help kids. You know, I'm working for Boys and Girls Harbor here in Harris County, but at the same time doing something for Children Protective Services all over the state of Texas and the United States.
It's that great SMU education. You're going and doing good works, but you're doing it in Maui, right?
Yeah, doing it in Maui, but that's the thing they taught us about at Southern Methodist University, you know? Yeah, to whom much is given, much is expected. And that's why we try to give things back to the community, and that was part of our education at Southern Methodist University.
Hey, let's talk a little football. What do you think the Texans are going to do this year? Tell us about your outlook for 2010.
Listen, I think we learned our lesson last year. We lost a lot of close games. And I think that now we've added a lot more depth, and I think the guys are used to playing close games. And I think the coaches have learned a lot. And I think we've tightened up what we were missing, a winning attitude, consistent winning attitude, knowing that when we get in the tight games that we must perform. When we get on the one-yard line, we're not going to be taking risky plays, and we know we're going to score. So I'm looking for great things from this year and playoffs and, fingers crossed, a bid for the Super Bowl.
Former Oilers defensive back Vernon Perry was also in attendance, and he, too, gave us his take on 2010 for the Texans.
Everything's going pretty good right now. I've been doing a lot of fishing. Me and Robert Brazil, we've been down in my hometown doing a little fishing, catching a lot of brims and bass and stuff. So that's what my summer's been like, but I'm excited about the football season coming up.
Yeah, how do you think the Texans are going to do?
I think they're going to, that's playoff bound. I'm excited. I think they're going to have a real good season. It's going to start from last year, pick up where they were last year, and I'm all excited. Me and Kenny was talking about on the way of how good the Texans are going to be this year, and I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. That's my pick.
Well, what do you think is going to be different about them versus last year?
I think the kids are more, they've played together, and I think they got a lot more experience now, and once you start playing together as a team, then you start winning. I think they got that nucleus now to play together as a team, not an individual. It's not an individual. Now it's more of a team effort now.
Last thing, you talk about Burrow, you talk about Brazil. You keep in touch with any other Love You Blue guys?
Yeah, we talk. Me and Rob Brazil talk like almost every day. We talk in the morning for lunch and for dinner. I keep up with Kenny, a lot of guys. I talked to Kenny King the other day, and, you know, a good friend of mine just passed away, Darryl Hunt. And I was thinking about calling him that week when he died. But like I say, I talk to a lot of guys. I talk to Jack Tatum out in L.A. I talk to, you know, I keep up with a lot of them. Good friend of mine, Jackie Slater, who used to play for the Rams. We grew up together. So, yeah, I keep in touch with a lot of athletes. Just keep Evan Bethea out of here, though.
We thank you again for checking out this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.